this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Oh, man, we don't want that. That's the old theme song. We want that one instead. There you go.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Boy, they sure chopped it off there, didn't they? They, and that was it. Can take a fella off guard if he's a not too alert radio DJ. And I'm not too alert. It's actually 8 in the morning. I should be more alert. I've done this show a lot earlier in my time. I remember back in the old days when before all of the fancy computer stuff that now, in order to get the show to the various places we get it to, we do it on a big hard drive, and they send it out in these huge files and everything. And so I need people with vision, because for those of you who don't know, I'm totally blind. And so the point is that in those days when I could run it by myself, when we actually used tape mechanisms, digital audio tape, and before that the reel-to-reel, we would I would come in here at 2:33, 3:30 in the morning. I used to do bar gigs as a musician, and I'd come in after these bar gigs, and so I'd be real rasty, and yeah, the show sounded like really authentic then. And now it's all done by computer, and it's all real slick, and so I have the ability and the privilege of sounding very smooth and very together, because I have to do it at a regular time in the day. All right, that's enough of that. I'm Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk. Inland Folk for the last day of January of 2015, the day before the Super Bowl. And the Seahawks are there again, but if they play like they did 2 weeks ago, my, ain't no way they're going to win no Super Bowl, I'll tell you that. If they play like they did last year in the Super Bowl, they stand a real good chance of winning it. So there you go. We're folk, not sports, but we wish them luck. And that's how all of that goes. All righty. Noam Pikelny, Bear Dog Grit, with Brian Sutton and Chris Teeley on the mandolin and the guitar, featuring those guys. Good stuff. He's a banjo player, of course. He's with the Punch Brothers, and when they do their thing, it's Noam Pikelny. So very, very progressive from sort of the Bela Fleck school of banjo, but in some ways even better. Yeah. Banjo, banjo, banjo. Let's do another one, Pepper's Ghosts. This is another banjo album, Joel Mavis. We have a couple of his albums here today, and he's so good, and he's just such a good storyteller from the Midwest, very proud of his Midwestern heritage. Does a lot of cool stuff, old Joe Mavis. Alrighty, check this out.
There's a land beyond the river that we call the Sweet Forever, and we'll only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll cross the portals to dwell with the immortals. When they ring those golden bells for you and me. This old hymn doesn't get sung much anymore, but I still like it. Has an unusual story. Wasn't written by a preacher or a Bible scholar, but by a banjo player and an old-time showman with an exotic name, Dion DeMarbell. But everybody called him Dan. A man of mystery. We have no pictures of him. Born in 1818 in the south of Spain, but said to be French. He did speak several languages. As a young man, he went to sea on a whaling ship, but somehow, out on the ocean, he wound up in the American Navy. Dan was a man of many talents. It was said he could pick up any musical instrument and play it by ear. And at the drop of a hat, he could speak with great eloquence on any and all topics. He was a ventriloquist, magician, actor, band leader, and clown. He was a drum major in two great wars, first for the U.S. Navy in their Mexican adventure, then again for the Michigan 6th Infantry when Mr. Lincoln called for the volunteers. After that, he worked in both opera and minstrel shows. The latter is where you would have heard him play the banjo. He was the head clown in the famous Bailey Circus. That's before P.T. Barnum weighed in. And later, helped Buffalo Bill Cody start his Wild West show, where Dan organized the music. He made and lost his fortune several times, wrote and published dozens of songs, but this is the only one anybody remembers. And it's his only hymn written in his old age. He ended up in poverty, living in Illinois, just west of Chicago, in the little boom town of Elgin, there on the Fox River. Those Elgin folks just knew him as poor old Dan, the Civil War vet, who sang in the Methodist choir and called square dances. Till one day in 1896, Buffalo Bill brought his Wild West show to Elgin. They paraded into town like they always did. Old Bill Cody riding high and handsome in his buckskin coat. He spied old Dan standing there on the sidelines, stopped the parade, went over to shake his hand. Gave him the seat of honor at the show that day in a special chair in front of the bandstand. Then afterwards invited Dan to dinner and drinks in his private railroad car along with Annie Oakley and the other stars of the show. The people of Elgin were rightly amazed that this no-account old man numbered his friends among the high and mighty. Dan died just a few years after that, in 1903. There was no money for a fancy funeral. The Veterans Organization paid for a plot on the edge of the graveyard, and the Army provided a small stone. It reads, Drum Major D.A. D. Marbell, 6th Michigan Infantry. And there he lies today, in the Bluff City Cemetery in Elgin, Illinois. And there he would be forgotten, like so many others, if it weren't for this one song. So I like to sing it with a banjo, and I like to think somewhere in that far-off sweet forever, there's an old minstrel man who just might hear my banjo ringing. There's a land beyond the river we call the sweet forever. We only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll cross the portals to dwell with the immortals when they ring those golden bells for you and me. Hear the bells are ringing, can't you hear the angels singing that glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, where they ring those golden bells for you and me. Forever beyond the shining river where they ring those golden bells for you and me, where they ring those golden bells for you and me.
Thank you.
Drinking one night in a panhandle barroom, stepping outside for a change in the air, I spied a tall figure all wrapped in white linen with cold gray eyes. Raven black hair. He shot me a glance and a shiver run through me with a chill to the bone that hangs on me yet. He labored one breath and then drew another. And the words that he spoke, I will never forget. He said, I traded my home way back in the mountains for the smell of cheap whiskey and a harlot's perfume. And I gambled my life on the Panhandle Prairie. Got shot in the breast. Now death is my doom. Go write me a letter to my gray-headed mother, and she'll tell the news to my sister so dear. But there is another more dear than my mother. Don't tell her I died a drunkard out here. Take a pearl-handled pistol to nail up my coffin. Read God's holy word and sing a sad song. Then bury me deep in the Panhandle Prairie, where the buffalo grass and feed on my bones. Pressed him once more, and he made this reply. The wind tells my name when it blows on the prairie. It moans and it whispers. It screams and it cries. Just then a west wind blew hard on the prairie with a devil of dust spun up in the air. I wiped out my eyes, but I never could find him, that pale dead man with a raven black hair.
Fish and birds. Noam Pikelny and Aoife O'Donovan, who's worked with Garrison. She was with the band Crooked Stills. I think they still do some things occasionally, but she backs up everybody. She's on all kinds of albums that are tributes and albums that are, you know, dealing with certain subjects and need certain singers, and from lullabies to rock and roll. Aoife O'Donovan, pretty good, from Noam Pikelny's album. And before that, Joel Mavis and the Panhandle Prairie. And some really, really good stuff. We're going to be back with Joel Mavis from another album. But we have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. A bit of a break so that you can stand up and stretch. Either that or so you can go make yourself another toast or something like that. Anyway, Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio. On the campus of Washington State University, I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we're going to be right back for lots more stuff, because we have lots more stuff. So you just hang on, because we're coming back. Oh, yes, we are coming back. Hang on now.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by WSU Performing Arts, presenting Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem. American roots music from ballad to barn burner on fiddle, guitar, bass, and recycled percussion. Friday, February 6th at Jones Theater in Dagey Hall. More at performingarts.wsu.edu.
Cloudy today and tonight with patchy fog. High temperatures should reach 37 in Moscow, 40 in Clarkston, with lows tonight near 32. Tomorrow, still cloudy, a chance of rain, with rain or snow likely in the Palouse. Highs will be near 40 degrees, and next week we'll continue cloudy with chance of rain or snow.
Every guitar player dabbles in the blues from time to time. It's only natural. It's a powerful thing, the blues. A mighty deep river. And everybody's had the blues from time to time. I know I have. I was teaching guitar at a music camp one time. And this little fella come up to me and he says, Hey Joel, if you got a minute, can you show me the blues? I said, it might take more than a minute. He said, oh, that's okay, I got a half hour. I said, okay, what would you like to focus on? The use of the minor pentatonic scale? Maybe the insistent 12-8 triplet feel over the 4-beat rhythm? Maybe the role of the dominant 7th over the tonic or subdominant positions? Maybe we could talk about 300 years of suffering. He said, oh no, I don't care about that stuff. I just want to know how you go ba-doo ba-doo. Ba-doo ba-doo? He said, yeah, I heard you do it the other day. You went ba-doo ba-doo all of a sudden. And I said, you mean this? He said, yeah. I didn't know it had a name. Well, that part's easy. You just go over and you play an A chord. and then you don't. That makes the ba-doo ba-doo. But I'll tell you what, the most important thing about playing the blues is honesty. Because blues is truth, and truth is blues. That's the great equation right there. Blues is truth, and truth is blues. Show me a man who knows the truth, I'll show you a fella that's got the blues. Or as William Burroughs once put it, paranoia is just having all the facts. You gotta sing what you know about. I know all about this stuff. You say your world is gone to pieces. Things just fell apart. You wanna put things back together, but you don't know where to start. Well, I got your solution. The stuff you need to use. It's a thing called duct tape. There ain't nothing it can't do. I said a world is gone to pieces. What's a poor boy supposed to do? Just holding things together now, singing the duct tape blues. Yeah, I tell you, duct tape is the answer in a little silver roll. It'll mend the widest gap, it'll patch the deepest hole. I put duct tape on my sneakers when they start to fall apart. Since my baby left me, I'm wearing duct tape on my heart. I swear the world is gone to pieces. What's a poor boy supposed to do? Just holding things together now, singing the duct tape blues. Won't tell me. This song more than 20 years ago. Took me all of 15 minutes. If I'd known I'd been singing it 20 years later, might have taken more time. Yeah, these days everybody's on board with the duct tape. Yeah, they got the duct tape books, duct tape calendars, duct tape websites. All them TV shows and radio programs with the running joke about the duct tape. Way back when it was just me, just little old me living the duct tape lifestyle. Yeah, maybe you too. Yeah, here in America we got it way too easy these days. Way too easy. We want the latest this and the most recent version of that. We need that cell phone that shows movies. We need that camera that makes phone calls. Yeah, we need those tennis shoes that light up when you walk down the street. We need that automobile with the GPS. Tells you which way to turn at the stoplight. Yeah, eat all that stuff. The old stuff, yeah, just throw it away. Just throw it away, toss it away. Now, don't confuse what you want with what you need. These days in America, most everybody has what they really need. A bed, a roof, a set of clothes, something to keep you busy during the day. A little bit of food every day. Somebody to share it with. Yeah, that's all you really need. All the rest is so much stuff. You may want that stuff, but you don't need that stuff. You may want it, but you don't need it. All you need is what you already have. I said, all you need is what you already have. Plus a big roll of duct tape. Gotta keep that stuff together. I said, all you need is what you already have. Plus a big roll of duct tape. Maybe a can of WD-40 to go with that. Time comes to remove the duct tape. Yeah, just another one of them yin-yang things. But I'm going down to the Pentagon, gonna help my country out and tell them five-star generals just what it's all about. I'll demonstrate my duct tape. I say, take it from old Joe. I can beat that Halliburton price at just $1,000 a roll. I say, the world has gone to pieces. What's a poor boy supposed to do? I'm just holding things together now, singing them duct tape blues. Just holding things together now, singing the duct tape blue. Just holding things together here, singing the duct tape. I'm singing the duct tape.
I'm talking about duct tape.
I got them duct tape blues. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. disco on the bayou. Disco, disco, disco down the Fontenot.
Oh, little disco on the bayou there. That's old Pop Wagner. Pop Wagner, haven't heard from him in a long time. He used to come around here in the Northwest a lot in the early, early 80s. Old Pop Wagner did. He would show up, and he did rope tricks. Lots of times, he did lots and lots and lots of rope tricks, Pop Wagner did. And did a lot of roots music, you know, a lot of things like Jimmy Rogers, and he'd do swing things, has an Epiphone guitar. This is a little different album. And it's got a lot of kind of interesting Cajun twisty things on it. Pop Wagner, Joel Mabus before that, and the Duct Tape Blues. Going to hear one more from Joel Mabus here before we wind up with these two albums. This is a good one. This is a really good one. I like this. Joel Mabus. Joel, I don't know. There we go.
Well, I got me a letter just the other day. Nearly threw the damn thing away, but the envelope said, I got something important to say. So I opened up the letter and I read the page. It said, are you tired of the same old wage? Then you might be happy to hear what I got to say. You may already be a winner. You may have already won the prize. You may already be the lucky one. You never know until you try. You may already have what everybody wants to have come true. You may already be a winner. Lucky, lucky you. Well, I thought about that for a little while. I thought a little longer and it made me smile. You're telling me something, man, that I already knew. 'Cause you can try for fortune, you can try for fame, but the winner is the one who enjoys the game. It ain't the things that you got, it's the things that you go through. And you may already be a winner. You may have already won the prize. You may already be the lucky one. You might never realize you may already have what everybody wants to have come true. You may already be a winner. Lucky, lucky you. Ah, so many people wasting their time counting sheep, trying to sleep that American sleep, wishing they could dream a little piece of that American dream. If they could only open up their eyes and see the best things in life are practically free, and the rich and the famous ain't half as happy as they seem. And you may already be a winner. You may have already won the prize. You may already be the lucky one. Well, I can see it in your eyes. You may already have what everybody wants to have come true. You may already be a winner. Lucky, lucky you. Lucky, lucky you. Lucky, lucky you. Lucky, lucky you. Lucky, lucky you.
Monet and Manet were strolling down the LEC, picking out pastels and other kinds of paint. Eddie said to Claude, I got some rouge that is really odd and some indigo from Cairo, but I bet you ain't. They continued this discussion over coffee and an English muffin when Andre Darren joined them in their talking beverage, you see.
at the same time, and as it got darker, he just painted on down the line. Man, they did some stuff that's really out of sight. Some other guys in that league were Rodin, Cezanne, Lautrec, and don't forget Paul Gauguin. He just painted on down the line. Manet did some stuff that's really out of sight. Some other guys in that league were Rodin, Cezanne, Lautrec, and don't forget Paul Gauguin. Oh, don't forget Paul Gauguin.
Peach picking time in Georgia, apple picking time in Tennessee, it's cotton picking time in Mississippi, and everybody picks on me. When it's roundup time in Texas, the cowboys make whoopee. Way down in old Alabama, it's gal picking time for me. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. Virginia's where they do the swing. Carolina, I'm a-coming, coming there to spend the spring. Arkansas, I can hear you calling, you know I'll be there soon. And that's when I'll do a little picking underneath the Ozark moon. Yodelay, yodelay. That's when I'll pick a wedding ring. I'm gonna go downtown and buy the wedding gown for the wedding in the spring. I hope the preacher knows his business, 'cause I know he can't fool me. When it's peach picking time in Georgia, baby, it's gal picking time for me. Yodelay, yodelay,
Oh, that's Pop Wagner's version of Peach Pickin' Time in Georgia. We played J.W. McClure's version of that, remember, last week? In fact, it was the first track in the show. J.W. McClure did a pretty good gig there in the Tri-Cities last week. And Pop Wagner, my goodness. Prudence Johnson on that album as well, you know, hanging out and doing things with him. Peter Ostrushko, Bob Bofi. All these are folks that have been in this neck of the woods from Minnesota. They have all been on the Prairie Home Companion, all those Minnesota folks. And I wonder how Bob Bovey's doing. He was a real good scholar of cowboy tunes and Woody Guthrie type stuff. Pop is too. Pop does a little more swing type things and you know, some of the old ragtime songs and some of the songs from the 20s. They're more in the Tin Pan Alley and the jazz arena, the folky, the acoustic jazz arena. Bob Bovey was straight up old-timey and cowboy stuff. My goodness me. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Eunjung Shin doing the playlists and hanging out and drinking coffee and trying to get here as early as we can to make this all work. Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Coming right back for another 2 hours of music. You just hold your horses. Those of you in Spokane, you're going to have to wait a couple hours, but hey, it is coming back. So there you go. All righty? We'll be right back. Hang on now.